Hi, everybody. I'm John Paul, and you're listening to the Exploring EOS podcast. Today, I want to answer the question, is EOS a scam? A lot of people are saying that, in fact, EOS is a scam. All you have to do is spend a short time in comment sections or on Twitter in the cryptosphere, and you will quickly come across this claim. And if you trust random people on the internet, then you might actually start believing it. It's really easy to focus on negative news or comments because that's just how our brains are wired. And I've seen this claim so much lately that I thought I'd try to address it here. So in this podcast, I want to go through the lazy man's guide to discerning whether or not EOS is a scam. This doesn't require huge investigation or due diligence or research. It's more kind of like research by proxy. And you'll see what I mean. First, let's start with Dan Larimer. He's the CTO, or Chief Technology Officer, of Block One, the company that is building the EOS software. He's largely seen as the brains behind this project and the inventor of the technology. He previously built BitShares, which was the first decentralized exchange, way back in 2014. On BitShares, he created the first stablecoin called BitUSD. Many of people don't know much about these projects. They were very successful in the technical realm, but seem to have been somewhat overlooked in the cryptomania of last year. Next, he built Steemit, which is a blockchain-based social network that works sort of like Reddit. However, the users get paid for creating and curating content. This platform has nearly a million users and has an Alexa rank of 1,335, which is really quite big. Very impressive for only being just under 2 years old. It's also the most used blockchain in existence. Now, how likely do you think it is that someone who created two successful blockchain projects that were certainly not scams, just woke up one day and said to himself, now it's time to ruin my reputation and my legacy and create a scam, even though I'm already a multimillionaire from my previous projects? That seems unlikely to me. Dan is not hurting for money and has no incentive to create a scam. Now, Aristotle said that the appeal to authority is one of the weakest forms of argument. But nonetheless, let's talk about other people and organizations that support EOS, because many of these are putting themselves at great financial risk to support the EOS project and would not do so without serious due diligence. First is ICO Alert. ICO Alert is a very successful ICO rating website. Not only do they like EOS, but the founder of ICO Alert, Rob Finch, started another company to become a block producer. And they did a mini-series on their main ICO Alert podcast called Everything EOS, where they talk about how great EOS is. Remember, this is from a group that is dedicated to reviewing and has reviewed thousands of ICOs. Next is Weiss Ratings. This is a financial ratings company that started in the traditional financial realm, but recently got into rating crypto. They rated EOS in the top 7 of all cryptos and recently tweeted about how they thought EOS would, quote, eat Ethereum's lunch. Next is Bancor. Bancor is a blockchain project that is basically a decentralized exchange. They are planning to be a block producer on EOS, and not only that, but they are also integrating the Bancor protocol into EOS. Then we have Bitfinex. Bitfinex is one of the biggest crypto exchanges. They announced that they plan to be a block producer as well, and they plan to build a decentralized exchange as a dApp on top of EOS. Yet another crypto exchange, Huobi, plans to become a block producer as well. Next, we have Antpool, a massive Bitcoin mining pool. Let me say that again. A massive Bitcoin mining pool. Let that sink in. They're also hoping to become an EOS block producer. This list doesn't even include all the dApps coming over like Everipedia, supported by Wikipedia co-founder Larry Page, and Ono, supported by Qi Zhu, a successful Chinese entrepreneur, and the many other dApps that we will be covering on this podcast. So there we have it. Ratings organizations and other crypto companies all supporting EOS. But maybe they've all been fooled, and Dan Larimer is just really, really persuasive and convinced them all of his fraudulent scam. Well, let's continue on with some investors. There have been several multi-million dollar venture capital funds popping up that are committed to just investing in EOS-related projects. Yes, hundreds of millions in VC funding for EOS. Not crypto in general, but just focused on EOS. That's just a mania, you might say. These people probably are just dumb money getting tricked by the cheap scam that is EOS. Well, let's see who these people are. First, there's Galaxy Digital, which is putting $325 million towards EOS decentralized applications. Galaxy Digital is run by Mike Novogratz. He's a famous hedge fund manager, billionaire, former partner at Goldman Sachs, and so on. Then there's Multicoin Capital, which has Marc Andreessen as a high-profile investor. They recently released a very bullish report on EOS, and we will be hearing from one of their analysts in a future episode. Then there's OK Blockchain Capital, which is investing $100 million in the EOS ecosystem. Let's not forget FinLab AG, which is investing another $100 million to accelerate EOS development in Europe specifically. Then there's Tomorrow Blockchain. This VC firm is associated with Tomorrow Ventures, which is run by Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google. I'm pretty sure all of these people are smarter than I am and have spent considerable more time on due diligence. They also have a lot more money to lose. So I'm confident that EOS is not a scam. But you will have to decide for yourself. That's it for today. Please subscribe and rate this podcast. You can go to exploringeos.com and join our email list. You can follow me on Twitter at exploringeos. And thank you for joining me today. I look forward to talking with you again as we continue exploring EOS together. The content of the Exploring EOS show, videos, and website are for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, legal, or professional advice of any kind. You should not take action on any information provided without first consulting a professional advisor and doing your own due diligence. Investing in cryptocurrencies is risky. Please seek professional help.